Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine Solo episode, I'm focusing on the spring equinox that is occurring in the Northern Hemisphere tomorrow, from the date of the release of this episode, on March 19th, Tuesday, March 19th, we have made it into spring, although I've heard it's arriving early in a lot of places in our country here in the U.S. And I'm wondering how you all are receiving it, how you all are feeling, and I just want to dive into the energies of the spring equinox, of this change of shift, moving out of the Pisces energy that we talked about last week, into the Aries energy that comes to us on the 20th. How are we feeling? What new beginnings, what new breaths of life are coming into our awareness as we move into this new and beautiful season? So take a listen and enjoy. Hello, everybody. Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. And on today's episode, I want to wish everybody in the Northern Hemisphere a very happy spring equinox. Yay, we have reached spring. Spring has sprung. Spring is here. Albeit spring is arriving a little early in a lot of places, at least in North America. I've heard stories about bears coming out of hibernation early and temperatures being higher than normal. Isn't that interesting? Yet, aren't we grateful to have more daylight hours? We have reached the point. The spring equinox is when there is equal number hours of light and dark. And on the actual equinox, which is March 19th, this coming Tuesday, again in the Northern Hemisphere, we will see exactly 8 hours of light, sunlight, and 8 hours of nighttime, dark. And it's a beautiful time of balance. So, of course, spring itself is about blossoming, new beginnings, a new breath of life into the world. What will come of the season, this new time, things rising up from the hibernation of winter. Yet the spring equinox in particular is also about balance, is about recognizing where do we need more balance? Where can we exercise more balance? Where can we acknowledge the cycles of the planet and see the planet is exercising in balance? And even this is true for the Southern Hemisphere. For my lovely, beautiful, wonderful listeners in the Southern Hemisphere, you are embarking on your fall equinox, which is such a lovely time. And what we do have in common, though, is that we're both having those equal number of day and night hours. So thinking about that, how can we honor nature? How can we honor Mother Earth and the cycles of the planet in finding balance for ourselves? Where are things out of balance? If you think of day and night, it's a bit like rest and action. Are we imbalanced in how much output we're having each day, how much we're trying to get done and accomplish versus how much we're giving ourselves a reprieve and a recharge? So many of us lose touch with that, especially when life gets going, when things get moving fast, which a lot of that is happening this year of 2024. So just be mindful of that balance on this day. If you're able to, as always, I encourage getting out into nature for a day like this, especially for the spring, because you're going to see little blossoms. I find that the flowers and blossoms tend to come in April, but you might catch a few because, like I said, it's coming. Spring came early this year. So you might find some things, new life, right? New life, new life, new life. I want you to repeat that word. I want you to embrace that word because think about that phrase. What a beautiful thing, new life, emerging, new energies. New things can be created now. New experiences can be had now. We're coming out from the dark winter where we get to slumber and we get to recharge. Are you feeling invigorated? Are you feeling renewed? Not everybody feels this way, but a lot of us do when the sun is out more and we feel that breeze through the trees and we smell that clear, crisp air scent and we think, oh goodness, yay. Except for those of us who suffer with allergies. That's another thing I've heard people talking about is, oh my gosh, the pollen came early. The spring pollen came early and I already have allergy and sniffles and sneezes. Oh, brother. Oh, and I know what else I'm noticing early, way too soon, in my opinion, is the return of the bugs. Yeah. Yeah, those lovely bloodsuckers, the ticks, the mosquitoes. I truly love all creatures. I do. I do. But can someone please tell me what service, what do mosquitoes and ticks provide? What is it? I learned to love spiders. I used to be very afraid of them. But spiders are awesome. They take care of the bug population. They chomp them up. They keep your house clear of other bugs. But ticks and mosquitoes, man. Ah, man, it's hard to come around with those guys. Anyways, despite the return of those undesirables, there are so many desirable, wonderful things that are reintroduced in spring and then only continue to blossom and bloom and reach its peak as it brings us into the summer solstice, which will occur in June. And for a lot of people, this is the favorite time of year. We emerge from the winter and then it's just all great stuff because who doesn't love, well, I don't know. Some people love winter the most. Some people are total winter people and that's great. I think winter has its moments. I think it's beautiful to rest, but I get pretty ready, especially having moved to upstate New York. I will say that even though the winter itself, weather-wise, wasn't that intense, something about it felt a lot more dark and enclosed than other winters I've experienced. Even in Bend, Oregon last year, which is had much more snow and sort of winter conditions, but I really felt the winter up here. So I'm very excited to feel the sun. I hope you all are as well. I hope you are all feeling the sun wherever you might be. I know that some places are still getting some rain. We're supposed to have some tomorrow. So of course there'll still be the spring showers, but that just floors all the flowers, baby. That just brings it all up. So we embrace those spring showers. Okay, so here we are. We are at spring. We're at the spring equinox. Again, I encourage people to go outside into nature, explore, look at the little things, right? Again, new life. New life is the phrase. Look for new life. Go on a little hunt for little blossomings, little buddings of trees, of plants. Take pictures. What can you find? Where is life coming around? What little animals are you seeing? Who's coming out from their hiding? Again, if it's a bear, get out of there. Or don't. They say if it's a brown, what do they say? If it's a brown, get loud. No, if it's black, get back. Like run. Okay. I don't know what they say, but they say a black bear you can usually get away from, but a brown bear, you just like want to crouch down and make yourself small because you're not going to outrun that sucker or outfight him or scare him. Anyways, I've been looking way too much into bears lately. I don't know why, but it's been kind of my theme. I think maybe it's that theme of like hibernation. They're coming out. I'm coming out. The bears are coming out. We're coming out from our hibernation. What will we do? What will you do? Also, as I spoke of on last week's episode, which is really embracing this time, which we're still in now. This episode's coming out on Monday, the 18th. So that's the last day of that Pisces and still winter energy. So you can still kind of, you know, stew in that a little bit, get cozy in that winter energy, and then step out. Get outside tomorrow or whenever you're listening to this, because the spring equinox will have hit by the time you listen to this, most likely. Get outside, go for a walk, connect with nature, look to see what new life is emerging, and then look to your life. What do you see on the horizon? Or maybe you don't see anything. I'm kind of in that place right now where I can't really see what's going to come. Nothing seems to be growing. I'm looking around and things seem a little barren, and that's always a hard time. Yet I got this beautiful card the other day. It's one of my Wisdom of the Oracle cards. I've pulled those cards for this podcast several times. And the card I got was out to sea and it was in reversed. And it said, the tide is out right now and it's important to respect the ebb and flow of the tides. When the tide is out, it's a time to regroup, to wait, to hone your skills, to sharpen your tools. And don't worry, another wave of abundance, the tide will come in again. So where do you find yourself? Is the tide out? Are things kind of slow? Are you wondering, I don't really know what's next? Or have things been presenting themselves and you have a whole list of things that you're ready to jump into with this new spring energy? I'd be so curious to know. Wherever you are and whatever is happening for you, I hope that you have a sense of excitement. I hope there is some peace, not too much urgency, not too much getting up and running full steam ahead, allowing yourself to gently emerge, just like those flowers, the blossoms on the tree, the little animals, slowly emerge from your winter den, slowly emerge from your hibernation, slowly emerge from the time of more reprieve, more rejuvenation, more recharging, and use that energy, because guess what? We're about to hit Aries season. And if you're listening to this after the 20th of March, we're already in it. And that's usually a pretty energized time. So embrace it. And then guess what else is coming? My goodness, we got a whole flood of things. We have a lunar eclipse on the 25th of March for our full moon. And then we have the big solar eclipse on April 8th, which is going to be awesome. I'm actually in the line of totality. Well, I'm going to go to Buffalo, New York. That's in the line of totality. So I'm going to get up there. I'm going to get in it. I'll report live from the path of totality. I love that phrase, the path of totality. So hang on to your seats, because it's going to be a ride. Also, what's happening is a Mercury retrograde. Woohoo! I think it starts on April 1st. So there's been all these memes that are like, we're about to hit Mercury retrograde at the same time as eclipse season. Ah, whatever. It'll stir up some stuff. Maybe it'll be just the energy and shift and changes you need. And might as well get them done all at once. Okay. So as I often encourage, the spring equinox is also a great time for a little bit of reflection, looking at our timelines. Where are we now versus a year ago, last spring, March of 2023? What's up? What's good? What is going on now that you maybe saw sprouting then? What's totally different? What did you maybe uproot and yank out of your garden from the past year, and that's going to blossom into something else this year? Or we can just do a quick flip, 6 months back to the fall equinox, halfway around, back around, backwards through the year to September of 2023. Where were you then? Where were you in the fall? Or again, for my lovely listeners in the Southern Hemisphere, where were you in your springtime? Just always nice. Or just a quick drop back into winter. What's changed in the past 3 months? What was your winter like? What came from it? What were the benefits? What were challenges? What are you emerging from? Just a little recognition is always powerful. Maybe take your journal out into the forest with you when you go for the spring equinox. Maybe take it to a liver. I just tried to say lake and river at the same time, and I said liver. Maybe you need to cleanse your liver. Maybe there's a liver cleanse needed. Hey, it can be helpful. Sometimes it's needed. Maybe you're going to a lake or a river, and you can bring your journal and reflect on whatever feels most pertinent to you, whatever feels most poignant. If you're like, man, I have stuff from the fall on my mind because I started this thing, or I met this person then, and now it's really come in full force, or now it's like totally gone already, and I just need some time to comprehend this. Or, you know, I was somewhere totally different in my life a year ago for the spring equinox. I can't believe how much has happened. It's always fun just to kind of do that. It can just be a quick exercise too. Nothing big. So a little bit of reflection, waking up to new energies, a new day, recognizing the sunshine, recognizing the beautiful gifts of the spring, just seeing like, what is it stirring in you? What is it inspiring you to explore and to create at this time? How do you enjoy the sunshine, right? What are the things that you do with your longer days now? It's wild how quickly it happens, right? It feels like it was just a few weeks ago when it was getting dark at 5, and now it's not getting dark till 7. It's like, whoa. I don't know about you all, but when it's winter and it's getting dark at 5, I'm feeling done at 5. It's like, what? I'm still supposed to do stuff, and it looks like midnight outside. But we got longer days, so what are you doing with them? How will you use them? Are you planting a garden? An actual garden? Are you creating something? Are you using that time to be outside and build something? Are you using that time to create community, to work on a project, to spend more time with family and loved ones? What will you do with these longer hours? Because guess what? The days just keep getting longer from here. From now, we are at equal day and night, as I said. And then we work our way towards the longest day of the year, which is the summer solstice, which is on June 20th, Thursday, June 20th. Then we have the longest day of the year. So much sunshine. It's beautiful. We hit our peak and then we start going back toward the darkness. So embrace this time. Embrace this time as every day keeps getting a little bit brighter and a little bit longer, and we are fully moving into that expression, that solar energy, that masculine solar, which says, I'm ready to create now. I was deep in the feminine dark. I went down into the void. I gathered some stuff up. I'm ready to bring it forth. Let it emerge. Let it grow in the sunlight. Let it be shown. Maybe there are things that are meant to be shown. Maybe you're meant to be in the spotlight now. What's something you've been working on that you're like, I'm ready to take this public. I'm ready to take it live. I'm ready to go forward. I'm ready to be seen. This energy of longer days and more sunshine is about allowing yourself to bask in the light, to be seen, to be bold, to be brave. Because you've been planning, you've been exploring it, you've been reaping your harvest in the past two seasons of fall and winter. And now it's time to recreate again and share and emerge as the beautiful blossoming flower that you've been contemplating and considering and regenerating yourself to allow to blossom. All right, so that's pretty much it. I just want to do a sweet, short little episode today and let you all go on your way and hopefully out into the beautiful, bright, sunny day, or again, the Southern Hemisphere, to enjoy the changing of the leaves and you coming to that time of contemplation. So with that, I'd like to pull a nature's oracle card, because it just seems so appropriate, because we're talking about the equinox, the spring equinox, we're talking about nature, blossoms, trees, so, you know, this is just the deck that's in order for this. So let's see what card wants to come through. What's going on for our spring equinox? What will spring bring? What's a message to keep in mind for this beautiful season? Oh, interesting. So after I'm telling y'all to like get your engines ready, I got number 15, catch your breath. So sort of like I said, let's slowly move into this. Let's slowly move into this new season of sunshine, masculine energy of the solar, the eclipses, everything that's coming. No need to rush. Maybe first just get outside and take a breath. Catch your breath. Ready yourself. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This is our movement towards the summer solstice, towards the highest point of sunlight or night if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. So let's take a deep breath before we move into this so we can move forward with the greatest sense of confidence, peace, and fortitude. Okay, so number 15, I'm going to read the little description for this card. Catch your breath. Take a breath and enjoy a quiet period. This time can be used to regroup, recover, and stabilize yourself. It is wise to keep in mind the fact that this is for a limited period of time. You are pausing to regain your footing. I just had the image of Bambi, the cartoon movie Bambi, where all the little animals come out. Remember, flower? Is Flower the deer? No, Flower is, the deer is Bambi. Who is Flower? The skunk? Yeah. And then there was Thumper. And Bambi in particular is like barely able to walk. She's so, I'm picturing, that's springtime, right? In that movie, they're emerging from like the winter and they're coming into spring. So just like those cute little animals, we are getting our footing again to be out and about and more active with the longer days, with the greater number of hours of sunlight. Get your footing first. Don't race out the door and stumble and fall on your face and then want to crawl back into your hole. Pause to regain your footing. As you evaluate your environment, check to see if you need to clear any ill will with anyone. Oh, interesting. Okay. So we want to clear that energy of any disputes or anger. We don't need that with us. Ask for forgiveness and be willing to forgive as necessary to move forward. Enjoy this downtime. Acknowledge the importance of recharging your energy so you are refreshed and ready to tackle life and any challenges that come your way. Yeah, I love this because I definitely get the sense, because as it said, it's a short period. So it's not the same sort of recharge as the deep recharge of hibernation during winter solstice. It's just this little, I feel like it's just this little period before we really hit into deep into Aries season, into the eclipse season, into retrograde. We're going to have a lot going on. So it's saying calibrate yourself, find your footing, ready yourself, gently emerge. Emerging from your place of solace and restitude. Although I know many of us probably were not doing much resting over the winter. We all work so hard so much of the time. Yet I hope you got some rest in. So just get your legs ready. Get your land legs ready after the watery, more feminine time. We also are coming out of Pisces season, which is watery. So yeah, brace yourself for that more masculine energy coming in with the sun, with Aries, all of that. And be ready for the beautiful gifts of spring. Just allow yourself to catch your breath first so you can really enjoy it. All right, everybody, I hope that was helpful. Once again, very happy spring to everybody in the North Hemisphere. Very happy fall equinox to everybody in the Southern Hemisphere. And a beautiful, happy, lovely day to everyone, wherever you are. Let's go. Let's enjoy this. Much love to you all. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.